I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with Voice of the Chiefs Mitch Holthus with your Arrowhead update for Monday, August 17th. Mitch, just got done with practice today here at Chiefs training camp. The guys are back. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about what we noticed during the game on Saturday. I know there were a handful of plays that you and I both talked about that really stood out to us. What do you like that you saw from the guys?
Well, I like the plays in the preseason that kind of give you a glimpse of the bigger picture. And I was most excited about scoring in the two-minute offense at the end of the first half and getting a 7, not just a 3. And that was, of course, the big drive, in my opinion, of the 31 unanswered points. But a play that kind of signifies how everything has to work in the 2 minute was the final touchdown, because Arizona was putting pressure on up the middle. Mm-hmm. But Charkandrick West saw it. The O-line did a good job, but Charkandrick gets enough of a body on the blitzer, allows Spencer Ware to come over and help him out, and that gives Chase Daniel just another tick. And then there's the route run by Frankie Hammond Jr., kind of an arrow route or a inside-out move. Terrific move. But then Chase put the ball in a perfect spot. There's no defender unless you're playing out of bounds coming from the stands that you're going to get it. It was just an A grade.
One thing I really liked about that play, I actually had a good view of Coach Peterson, offensive coordinator, and Coach Reed, and they were both smiling after that for probably a lot of different reasons. I know another play that I saw that a lot of people were probably smiling about was left tackle Eric Fisher. Early in the game, Alex Smith scrambled outside the pocket, picked up that first down. You go back and watch that play. Eric Fisher had his guy locked up for a while and then took him to the ground. When his quarterback got outside, he's protecting his guy, and it was great to see Eric Fisher show that physicality, take his guy to the ground, something we wanted to see from him at camp.
Bob Sutton always talks about the play within a play. There's the play, and then there's the play that happens after it starts. And Fisher did a great job there. And with Alex, you're going to get a lot of that because of his mobility. But there were some other things in this game that I liked, too. Charkandrick West, yeah. I mean, I mentioned the protection pickup, which you have to do in this offense if you're a back. But then he makes some explosive plays. You saw the throw. He makes a guy mix and makes a chunk play out of it. It's a 30-plus play.
There's some foreshadowing in our game preview video because I know Charkandrick is one of the guys you talked about. He averaged over 10 yards per touch in that game. Another guy that we were both excited to see get back out on the field was defensive end Mike DeVito. We talk about his strength. His dad is a professional bodybuilder. Strength and conditioning coach Barry Rubin said he's arguably the strongest guy on this team. And we saw that on play early in this game. Chiefs were down 7-0. It was on a 1st-and-10 play. He locked up with the offensive lineman. He shrugged off the block and then stonewalled Kerwin Williams, the running back, that had a lot of success against us last year. And you got to see that physicality from DeVito that we've talked about that we want to see with this defense against the run. Great thing to see from him, and a beautiful display of functional strength from DeVito on that.
You know what's interesting about Mike? When Dontari Poe is out there, you consider him a luxury. When Poe's out of there, Mike's got to be a necessity. He's got to elevate his game, and it looks like he's doing that. Speaking of elevating his game, and a guy coming out of nowhere, Justin March, is he missed today's practice with an injury, but again, he went from good in OTAs to real good in camp to real good in the game. He made play after play. There was a reaction play he made on a run. Now, I don't think it was a run blitz. He just read it, attacked the gap, and hit the runner in a short yardage situation for a loss. He has got physical skill, better than people think, but he also has this instinct and reaction to him. We're calling him March Madness. That's what the guys on the team call him, so I think it fits. But there's a method to the madness with March Madness.
Today you talk about Justin March missing practice. Eric Fisher also left early, had a little bit of an ankle issue there. Hopefully it's not too serious because he's coming off a pretty good performance. Besides that, the guys really got after it at practice today. Coach Reed, he had these guys hitting quite a bit. He got a lot of work done today.
Yeah, and the concern is over Jeff Allen's injury. You know that from the game the other night. DeAnthony Thomas, who was working out on the field today but not practicing. But I must say, there's a guy that I'm going to give my 3-4 claps to, and that's Niall Davis. Because he came out of that game the other night. They were calling it a knee sprain. He practiced today. He got after it. And I've talked personally with Niall. The thing that I like about him, BJ, he's turning into a pro. He's so gifted. We know his power and speed, but it's being a pro. How do you handle it? And when a young guy sees him get injured in a preseason game and come back, this is a tough 3 days. He comes back in this practice on the field, so I think Niall deserves some credit here.
Absolutely. Hopefully these guys continue to get that work in, get those guys back for the game on Friday against the Seattle Seahawks. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with Voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.